1-800-799-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Obama applauding the Senate test vote. They called a procedural deal on the tax cut plan, but this is just one hurdle. There still are two others to go. In the meantime, Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, is saying there is actually a 50-50 chance he'll run for president. Everybody's speculating about 2012. After all, we're ushering out 2010. We're almost into 2011. And next year is going to be very interesting, my friends. So is this hour of America tonight. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be driving this ship, if you will, or sailing this ship is actually the correct way to say it. As we move from port to port, zig and zag all over the place, you never know what's going to happen here. We all have a little form of, for some form of ADD, I like to say, and certainly we do here on this show. There's a lot to jaw about. We're going to dive into it right at the top, including, you know, you look at 2012, big for the Republicans would be who represents the leadership. So when you look to the party's chairman, the guy who has to help raise the money and pull it all together, the glue, if you will, that guy right now is Michael Steele. There's a lot of speculation that he won't be that guy for very long. But he says that reports of his demise are a little bit premature. Take a listen.
I ain't going anywhere. Yeah. I'm here. I'm here.
All right, short and sweet. Speaking of going somewhere, we knew when health care reform passed that there would be a lot of legal challenges to it. There have already been a couple. I think this is actually the third one. This time, however, a U.S. district judge in Richmond, Virginia, a guy named Henry Hudson, by the way, a Republican appointee, said that, this isn't going to happen as far as you have to carry insurance. He's saying it's unconstitutional. So challenging that sticky portion of the new law that many other states are looking to do. There are a lot of people who have already filed. So anyway, the decision handed the Republicans some ammunition as they're trying to repeal, you know, at least that's what they say when they were running, those Republicans who won on that, that they're going to try to repeal the health care reform law. And certainly that's going to be at the top of the agenda in January, February, probably in March as well. So this is a legal roadblock, if you will, for Obama. However, we know that this will be appealed. And if you follow the bouncing ball, you just, in other words, look up the judges and where it'll go, the next stop is a Democratic territory. And I'm sure it will go in the opposite direction on appeal. In fact, in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, I think the majority there is Democratic. So that will get flipped. I'm certain of that. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are more challenges that are there on the road waiting to be picked off. Some of them will go, and depending on the makeup, I think, of these courts, some of them will go the way of unconstitutional, and some will say that it's perfectly fine. So Monday's ruling does at least create a little uncertainty around the effort to put into play the legislation that would extend health care coverage to how many? It's always about the numbers, right? That's why we do a segment called We Can Count, which is coming up at the end of the hour, by the way. 32 million uninsured Americans. So it will increase, you would think, or it could only increase the public skepticism, because that hasn't gone away since the law was enacted under the push, the shove, the screaming, the shouting, the many, 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 many town hall meetings up to the midterm elections. And remember how the summer was through the summer and all that crazy stuff, of course, before that, too. So where does it stand? How will it hold up? It's going to be all up to the Supremes, and that's probably 2 years away before it hits the Supreme Court. But it's an excellent fair or foul question. Do you think the way it stands is the way it should be? See, here's the problem. Healthcare is flawed. There is no doubt. We need reform. There is no doubt about that. The pre-existing conditions were ridiculous. For children especially, it was sticky. It's sticky for adults, too. Think of all the people who switch jobs, because after all, that's the kind of world we live in now. You don't retire with the gold watch and get the great big pension and go and live in the lake house. It's not quite that way. In fact, most people are freelancers, entrepreneurs, or contract folks now. And in looking at that, you say to yourself, the insurance companies have us by the throat. That's the problem, if you've ever dealt with the insurance companies. So erase the state lines and put out the competition. I mean, how many of us have said that? We've talked about it over and over again. We've had a ton of people on from people who run some of the insurance companies to people who have to met this out in HR, to lawyers, to doctors, to people who have to deal with it. And it just makes no sense to me. But that's not going to happen. So you can't go backwards. Because that it doesn't do you any good. Because I'm all about the windshield. That's why the back window is so small. Forget looking out the back window, because that doesn't do us any good. So in moving forward, this is going to go up to the Supreme Court, and then the question becomes, what happens there? What happens there? We need reform. There are just some things that were part of this law that really don't make any sense. Really don't make any sense. So this Judge Hudson makes this ruling, where you had the judges in Michigan and Virginia that were both appointed by President Bill Clinton at the time, who said that the purchase requirement was allowable under the Constitution. So they had a different ruling. And remember, all the provisions in the landmark legislation, they're all starting to kick in. Some of them kicked into effect in September, 6 months after it was passed, like the free preventative care, the elimination of lifetime limits on coverage, requirement for insurers to allow adult kids to stay on their parents' health care plans until age 26, which that can be a good thing for some, especially going through school if they're getting a 2 degrees and all that sort of stuff. But we haven't heard the last of this. And remember, the big cry was, we're going to repeal it. So how successful will the Republicans be when they push to repeal? They have the House majorities, but they don't have the Senate majorities, even though they have more Republican faces, certainly, in the Senate. Moving along, coming up around the bend, we're going to talk about what's happening with the tax cut plan. As for the president, he's excited and he's applauding the Senate for what they've done with the first test. We're going to talk about it in next here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents on the show. You're not shut out. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 13th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,391.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,427.90, $713.95 for a half ounce, or $356.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,427.90, $713.95, or $356.97.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
$259-5791. Moving from health care and whether or not forcing people to get it is unconstitutional or not. That's one of the big, bad, burning questions that we, of course, have been talking about even before this was enacted. Now it's being challenged in courts, in various courts. This is the third challenge this time. The federal judge said it was unconstitutional. In the meantime, the president, excited about the test vote in the Senate that supports his compromise tax plan, remember the one he worked out with the Republicans in the back room of the White House, he says it proves that both parties can work together. However, after going through the Senate, so it surpasses the 60-vote threshold, right, that it needs to advance toward the final passage, that sends it to the proposal to the White House. That's expected to happen, or to the House, rather. That's expected to happen on Tuesday. And where it ends up, you know, what happens with the House, that can be dicey because there are a lot of people that are saying they're going to throw up roadblocks. I think it gets through. I think that this is going to get through because you've got Clinton and you've got others that are lobbying all over the place. I think the compromise happens, so I think the Bush tax cuts are extended for 2 years, also unemployment, for another 13 months. Here's Obama had to say about the cuts.
It is a substantial victory for middle-class families across the country who would no longer have to worry about a massive tax hike come January 1st. I urge the House of Representatives to act quickly on this important matter, because if there's one thing we can agree on, it's the urgent work of protecting middle-class families, removing uncertainty for America's businesses, and giving our economy a boost as we head into the new year.
All right, a boost heading into the new year. Boy, a lot of us could use a boost, eh? Let's move to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, hey, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? What's on your mind?
Nothing much, Kate. I just wanted to know what you think of Drew Stanton yesterday, who played for Detroit Lions, my buddy.
Oh, you know what? I didn't watch the game.
And James Blackman from Pal Talk told me to come over to your house sometime.
Oh, yes. People coming over to the house. I live in a secret bunker somewhere. We have an undisclosed location, but that's very nice everybody wants to come over.
Well, Drew's a friend of mine who played yesterday, Matt. Yeah, I know him very well, Drew Stanton. He used to play for Michigan State, and he beat Green Bay.
How did he do in the game? I didn't see him play.
He beat him by 4 points. He did very good.
But how he specifically did? What was he like on the field?
He was very good. He supports the Special Olympics to Michigan and out the country.
All right, bravo! It's always good when you have a friend who's a pro athlete and who also has a good heart. By the way, since you've mentioned him before, since he's certainly supporting the efforts of what you're doing and others are doing there with Special Olympics, but. Also, it's always good when you have a pal who does well on Sunday and they're a part of a team, especially like the Lions. Jeff, thanks for the call.
Okay.
No visitors to this. Matt, we don't allow visitors to the studio here, but at the mothership, I think, don't you allow visitors there?
Very exclusive VIP tours will be given. With the right amount of kissing to me.
So if enough people kiss up to you, they can come and tour the studio?
Maybe.
Oh, I would pay to see that. I will send you a flip camera so you can shoot that, and we'll post it on the website should we get any takers.
The problem is, I don't know, it depends on how much time these people have, because I don't know if they'll be able to see everything in the studio.
That's because it's huge.
It's so massive. There's just so much stuff to see in here.
Yeah, this is just a little old, satellite facility. So it's not a great big studio to tour around here in Texas. But you know, it's the mothership is the thing. So Matt's right, the mothership is giant. In fact, we would probably have to pay Donovan overtime too. It'd probably take Donovan and Matt to take you around on this little tour.
We'd have to have Donovan with us just to make sure we didn't get lost.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a fun house, a crazy fun house where there are a lot of twists and turns, like I like to say about the show. There are plenty of those turns at the big studios, the big networks studios. Okay, so let's go to Tom in Kansas now. Hey, Tom.
Hi. Let me try this again. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Tom.
My commendations to the Detroit Lions for winning, the third game yesterday?
Yeah. You know what? Hey, they did win. You're right. They did win. They're not the worst team.
And for being one of the 8 teams that made my picks look bad.
There you go.
But anyway, on a slightly different subject, since you have Kurt in Minnesota, right?
So say that again?
Are you up in Minnesota or are you in Dallas?
I'm in Dallas. We have two. I'm in a satellite facility.
Oh,
The network is in Minneapolis.
Oh, I see. Well, I was wondering, you probably have your finger on the pulse of things a whole lot closer than I will ever dream of having. I did some reading on the Vikings today, and the people in Minneapolis already shot down a $850 million structure, 850,000 or so. Do you think that these people in L.A. Show them enough money that they will move? Because
boy, I'll tell you what, in L.A. they really want a team. I've heard from a lot of people that, you know, we've heard this before, and we see what happens when you have a team in L.A., but now they're really pushing again to get that team in Los Angeles, and money talks and, you know what, walks. I've heard that they're next on the, they're next in line to snatch a team. So if the money's there, it could happen.
Well, if the Vikings fiddle around too long, they'll be ended up stuck with whatever the people in Minneapolis, in that area want to give them. Right?
Yeah, but you know what? I can't, if all the teams and all the possible movements, I don't see the Vikings without, I don't see Minnesota without a team. I don't see Minnesota. It's a good threat. You know, they did that with the Eagles too, Tom. When I was back in Philly, 2000, 2001, they were threatening, you know, if this doesn't happen, that doesn't happen, we don't get our new facility, we're gonna go to Camden. We're just gonna go and move our team to New Jersey. And so there's always those threats. But yeah. I see Los Angeles being next in line to get a team. They desperately want it. It makes for good conversation. But I don't think the Vikings is ultimately, when push comes to shove, the Vikings aren't gonna go to LA. I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned if that happened.
They'll get
another team. They may get, maybe they get an expansion team. Maybe when more expansion is talked about.
Yeah, look at KC, for instance. They have two structures, Arrowhead and Kauffman, right? They didn't build new stadiums. They spent, $500,000 and split it between the two.
Yeah.
For facilities, and they still got the same facilities. But they took the old structures and made them to last for another 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
I suppose that the dome has its restrictions on what they can do with it, but you know where that's headed?
Yeah, they really, I mean, really, there's no question this is crazy about the, it's crazy about the snow thing that it's happened four times and then it's brought up more of this conversation when you think about it. Here the Giants were on their way to the game. They couldn't make it anyway. Couldn't get all the way out there. And then it's re-racked and booted to Detroit. But that video is, well, that video could be a real eye-opener, huh?
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass
filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Just a few minutes, we're going to check the mail. I always encourage you to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. But before we do that, Conan O'Brien, Coco, has been back on the air now for, I guess, it's probably at least about a month or close to a month. So the ratings for the first show out of the gate were big. He beat everybody else. I think this is a show that's going to get bigger and bigger over time. I like Conan O'Brien. It's just like everybody else with the late night shows. It's a matter of taste. I also like Craig Ferguson. Those two are probably my favorites. You might have a different opinion. But remember when he was going through all that stuff with NBC and the craziness with Jay Leno? The questions abounded about his relationship with Leno and how he felt about NBC. So, Conan O'Brien talked about both of those things to Larry King. I mean, this is it for Larry King. He's got one more week. And one of the people that he recently interviewed was O'Brien about whether or not he had any conversations with any late-night guys, especially Leno, and then also what it was like being back on the show. And here's what he said.
No, I haven't, spoken. I don't think I'll be hearing from him. I'm not gonna, there's nothing really for either of us to talk about. I haven't talked to anybody. I'm friendly with Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, and they were really nice enough to come and help me when I did the tour. They came on stage in Radio City, and they were absolutely hilarious, brought the house down, and we did a big skit together. So I think that, but the other guys, I don't have that much of a relationship with them. It's amazing. I'm the host, which I think is always a good start. We're having a lot of fun. It's got a nice feel to it. And first of all, there's nothing like being off television for 9 months to make you really appreciate being on television. I realized you go through an experience like I went through last year, and I realized, yes, this is more important to me than my wife and family. hi, kids.
Okay, he's typical. He was, making fun about the family and all that stuff, and after the fact that now he had been back to work. It was a very strange deal with the Leno thing. I thought it was brutal. Leno, to me, threw him under the bus, and the network threw him under the bus, and it was very awkward, the fallout and some of the jokes, and Leno got just slammed by Letterman and by even Jimmy Fallon a little bit, but certainly by Jimmy Kimmel, and it did make for interesting, too. A lot of people, I believe, were watching across the board just to see what was going to happen next, and we kept an eye on that, and of course we played a lot of those clips. Matt, have you seen any of Conan O'Brien? I've seen a little bit of it, and I think he's clever. I like some of the skits he does, and I'm wishing that the show does well. I hope he does well.
Yeah, I've caught a little bit of it here and there, but being he's on when we're on, for the most part, I don't see a ton of it. And I don't know, it depends on the guests, I guess. I don't watch it all the time, but I think he's really good with he's kind of the total package in my mind, where, Craig Ferguson is really good with the monologue, and I mean, he could do the entire show by himself. I feel like Craig Ferguson could do that, and it'd still be entertaining.
Yeah.
And Conan, he's really good at, he has a pretty decent monologue, pretty good with the guests. He's kind of the total package, in my opinion.
O'Brien?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Whereas, like, I guess Letterman, his monologue is a little weak, but he's really good with the guests. It's just, Conan's kind of the all-around guy that I think just, he kind of nails it every night with the whole show, and he's pretty good. And I don't know, I think he's bringing a lot of the old bits back, too, and he's having more fun than I think he did on The Tonight Show.
I agree.
Tighten up a little bit, I guess.
I agree. I think that the deal is he's got a blank canvas with TBS, that they're so thrilled to have him, and whatever ratings they're going to get would be better than what they were going to get with having the two comedians on, Lopez and Conan O'Brien and then Lopez. So I think it's a free reign. He's just, okay, do what you want to do. And it was a little bit tighter at the network. So we'll see where that takes him. But I like the fact that he goes out on the limb and takes some crazy chances. I'm sure some of the skits and some of what they come up with can fall flat, but then it's how they bounce back from it. He's very good at that. He's very good at bouncing back. They say that's the sign of a good comedian, kind of like when you do stand-up, and somebody goes out there and they get heckled, they bomb on a joke, and they know how to respond. They know how to bounce back from that, whether it's some crazy thing from the audience or they just flat out bomb on a joke. They have a way to come out of it. They have a way to make it sail on, and it seems almost seamless. All right, we're going to try to make this seamless as we transition to the mail.
I gotta wake up the mail guy. He's taking a snooze. There he is. I had to give him a little kick.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, we do have mail. This is from Trey. He says, "Hi, Kate. It's Trey the Horseman in Lexington." Hi, Trey the Horseman. We like Trey. "We got about 3 or so inches out on the farm last night. It wasn't too bad when it comes down to snow, but tonight the wind chill will put us below zero. I'll be listening to you between walking the fields and breaking up ice. Keep up the good work." All right, Trey, breaking up that ice. Yeah, he's got kind of a cool job. He watches the horses. He takes care of the horses. An important job in Lexington, Kentucky, and Louisville would be the same thing. Think of some of those horse farms and the investment in those horses and all that care that's necessary. Okay, here's one from Eric McFibber. Do you think that's a real name? Eric McFibber. I've seen stranger names. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for quite some time now, and I'm curious. Delaney, is it Irish or is it Italian? I think that you've talked about being from Texas. Are you a Texan? I don't detect a southern accent. I'm just wondering. Okay, so interesting question. Delaney is definitely not Italian. It's Irish, full-on Irish, Fitzgerald Delaney. American Irish, of course. So, also, what was the other part of that question? I forgot. Oh, am I a Texan? No, I am not a Texan. I love the people in Texas. They've been very, very good to me. But I am from New York originally, moving down to Philadelphia. So I'm from the East Coast originally. And probably you can detect that occasionally in my voice, but I don't think you would detect a southern accent at all. However, living in Texas, it's curious. There are parts when you go into, just like anywhere, you go into smaller towns and you can almost detect a bigger accent. And when you're in a city like Dallas, it's so now such a melting pot of different people, people from the East, people from the Midwest, that anymore it's, they say you have to go for miles to run into a native Texan, and geez, it's almost true. At least in my experience, it's that way, that people come from someplace else, right? So let's move on to the next one. This one's from Jeff Bryle, and Jeff says, "Hi, America Tonight. My question is, will you continue to do Nail the Score when the season's over? I'm hoping to get through. I've tried a few times, and then I just give up in frustration. I have heard you say that I can email you at americatonight.net like I've done here with my score. Is that correct?" It is correct. You have to do it when we are also taking the calls, because that wouldn't be fair to everybody else. But don't get frustrated if you can't get through and you have access to the Internet. Certainly, go ahead and do it that way. You'll easily get through there. And, yes, we are going to, by the way, continue Nail the Score after the season is over. We'll continue it through the playoffs because we just have so much fun and it sails. It does. It just it makes the season really fly by, I think. Why that is, I don't know. You go through the whole week and the prep and whatever, but then all of a sudden, poof, the weekend is there. By the way, we didn't have anyone nail the score this time around. The game was the Cowboys and the Eagles, and nobody got 30-27. Nobody got that. There were some people who danced around it, but not even really that close. We did have one winner about a month ago, Chris in Connecticut. Chris in Connecticut. How about that? All right, here's our last one. This is from Big George. Big George says, "Kate, what do you make of the tax cuts? Do you think that the House will play blocker? Or does this all kick in before the end of the year and before the tax cuts expire? I'm worried because of what it will do to my situation. Frankly, I can't afford to pay more taxes. I don't want to pay for other people's mistakes as far as the deficit's concerned." Yeah, you know, the spend has put us in this situation, and eventually you got to take money from somewhere to pay for what's happened. However, it's looking like the tax cuts won't expire, that they'll continue for 2 years, and that unemployment, you'll get that 13-month compromise on unemployment, because that was that give and take from the president. I don't think it's going to be blocked, but it does have to formally get through the House. Hang with us. We Can Count coming up next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
We can count. Here on America Tonight. I don't know why. I always like it when they yell that other number out again. 12! Anyway, did you hear this story about this cruise ship? Yeah, a storm over the weekend slamming Royal Caribbean, the ship trying to get to port in Egypt. It injured about 30 passengers, the bumping and the moving around. They had shattered glass and furniture that was tossed about. They said it was actually pretty scary on Saturday because the boat was rocking down and rocking back up, and you didn't know how deep it was going to go. That's crazy. When you think of a cruise ship, the one thing you think, oh, so big and whatever, and you don't think of the massive waves and the fact that you'd be tossed around where it would go that deep and you weren't sure what was going to pop back up. That sounds kind of creepy to me. So Brilliance of the Seas, they say, was rocked by 70-knot winds early on Sunday. The winds were nearly twice as strong as forecasted. So that's, I guess, what they didn't understand. Oops, we have winds that are really, really strong. So damage forced the ship to close the beauty salon. Ooh, that's not so nice. You got to have your hair done when you go to sit at the captain's table, after all, right? The video arcade was toast. disco was done for the remainder of the sailing, and the ship's operating systems and engines were unharmed in the storm, thank goodness, or they would have been like that last boat. They would have been stuck eating Spam, getting towed, and, of course, Pop-Tarts getting towed to port. But the rough weather prompted the captain to bypass a couple of areas, to bypass Alexandria, and continue on to Malta. That was the next destination that they were supposed to hit. Then they returned to Barcelona, Spain on Friday as scheduled. And the cruise line has said that they've provided guests with an onboard credit as well as a full refund for the sailing. I guess that's good. So, strong winds, heavy rains, some damage, and you get a free trip again if you want one or some onboard credits. I don't know. I'll tell you what, the whole cruise thing just doesn't sound so appealing to me anymore. Not that it necessarily sounded that great. I like the idea of you go to an island or you go somewhere and you are there and you get to explore it versus you're on this floating ship where, so what, you can eat from the buffet every single night and, you know, I don't know. To me, it didn't sound that exciting to be on a cruise in the first place. I like the idea of getting to the destination after all. So, you know, when you're paying all that money for your bag fees, oh, I have definitely contributed this past year. Airline bag fees, $25, sometimes a little bit more than that. Maybe you're traveling with a couple of different people, and then it's whatever, 50 or more. You think of a family and how much that would cost a family. They're the ones who really get hit by it. If you're a solo flyer, it's a little bit different. Airlines, I guess, have raked in about $2.5 billion, they say. That's the number in baggage fees alone, a number up 22 and counting percent since this time last year. That's amazing. And those fees are going to continue to climb as long as the market will bear it. So the average person is paying a little bit more. Delta has surpassed its total baggage fee. I read that they made $733 million so far this year. In all of 2009, they made $481 million. So there's really no incentive to not do the bag thing anymore. Although I have noticed, if any of you have traveled, more people are not checking their luggage. More people are trying to squeeze whatever they can squeeze into the overheads. So here's the thing. When you go to book your ticket, you have to be careful where you book it because everybody throws their stuff in the overhead. So by the time you get on, if you're one of the last people to get on the plane, you're stuck. Because I don't care if you have a tiny bag, you're most likely not going to find a spot for it since every spot has been taken. That's no fun. Then they make you take the bag to the front, and often they check it, so you have no choice there. Another strange story. This does fit into We Can Count, but it's not a lighthearted story by any stretch of the imagination. I happened to catch this. Somebody sent me a blurb on it, and then I was looking up some stuff on it. It happened in Long Island. Police are searching for a missing person, right? But instead, they found four bodies near a beach in Long Island. They say the bodies could have been there for as long as a month. They were actually combing the beach for a 24-year-old New Jersey woman who was reported missing. So they were looking for her. And then they found these bodies that were all lined up. That is a frightening thing. Well, geez, we didn't find the one we were looking for, but we found four other bodies just by accident, just because we were combing this area. All right. Great. And who and what's that about? They don't know. The police are still investigating that to find out if they can trace it and trace it back to anyone or figure out what the what the scoop is on that. But I think it's just kind of crazy that here they were looking for this missing woman, and all of a sudden, I mean, pretty much the cop almost just tripped on the one body and then fell into the other. So, and because of the deterioration, and this is just an estimate, they were thinking, we were probably looking at a month or more, and that's that's not even certain, but it's just the best guesstimate, I guess. All right, so we can count. We have a couple of other quick ones for you on the we can count side. I think I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the amount of money that we've all paid for the luggage and the fact that we have to pay so much for the privilege of throwing our luggage under the plane. This is a big one for me. Cliff Lee, who used to pitch for the Philadelphia Phillies for a very short time a couple years ago, was picked up by the Phillies again. Apparently he liked his time in Philadelphia. The strange thing is he picks up $100 million, but he left a lot on the table. The Yankees were bidding for him, and so were the Texas Rangers, and I heard the number for the Texas Rangers is actually a little higher than was being reported. They were looking at $161 million, if that's true. Woof. So instead, no Yankees, no Rangers, and $100 million to go to the Philadelphia Phillies. Wow, that's a lot different than what people thought. Because really the prevalent thought was, well, of course, the Yankees in the end will win now because they'll come up with the most money, and that's how it always works out. Here's what happens when you're asleep at the wheel in your technology company. Yahoo is laying in the weeds when it comes to where they could have been. You think of Google. So Yahoo is getting rid of jobs. Do you know how many jobs they're getting rid of? That's a real bah humbug thing to do at the holidays, isn't it? I mean, that's actually a good question. Is it better to lay people off after the holidays? Is it a more humane thing to do? Just wait another week, they come back to work, and then poof, you don't ruin the Christmas holidays? Or is it better just to let people go when, even though it's the Christmas holidays, you know you're going to let them go? So they're going to trim about 700 people. They're going to lay off 700 people, and they just have had no growth. I mean, Yahoo has been so flat. That's about 5% of their total workforce. They have over 14,000 people. And, you know, it's their fourth layoff in 3 years. You got to think people are so sending out their resumes when they work for Yahoo. And if they've got any kind of connection to any of the technology folks in San Francisco or in that peninsula, they must be looking to one of those other companies. The company's revenue has actually gone up less than 2% to $4.8 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Yahoo has just had a tough time selling ads, while a lot of the other internet companies like Google and Facebook are completely thriving. So, I mean, Google's revenue climbed 23%. They're at about $21 billion through the first 9 months of the year, if that tells you anything. Yahoo going in a completely opposite direction. Like I said, that's what happens when you fall asleep at the wheel.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it. We'll be right back.